A hearing will be held in early May to determine if a recount will be held in the district of St. John's East Kitty Vitty, where Liberal John Abbott defeated NDP leader Alison Coffin by 53 votes. VOCM's Brian Callahan was there and joins us now on the VOCM Morning Show for a debrief. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
So what's the latest on the recount in St. John's East Kitty Vitty? Set the scene for us.
Well, as you said, I was there in court yesterday morning. Funnily enough, it was only media, the judge and the clerks, because none of the lawyers involved in this all appeared by teleconference. So it was kind of an odd dynamic. We all listened in. We were hoping for some video of maybe some photography. But the bottom line here is it'll be up to Justice Donald Burrage in the end to decide whether or not the issues and concerns raised by the NDP in their application for a recount are egregious enough to warrant a recount. So the recount is not, as I tweeted yesterday, a fait accompli. It's, you know, it is when it's under 10 votes, but when it's over that, it gets, you know, somebody has to apply for it, and then it has to be, the merits of the recount have to be hashed out, whether or not it's in a court setting or through just applications. But in this case, given the high profile of it, for starters, while there were no lawyers in court yesterday, the judge has said that when this hearing takes place on May 10th, he would prefer to have all parties in court, you know, given the interests around it and, you know, just for that feeling of being able to present evidence and have witnesses in the court, you know.
Right. So we are expecting lawyers and the works to be in court May 10th?
That's the plan. But as we all know, plans are no good these days, a day out, a week out even. Who knows what could happen tomorrow? Right now, as we, you know, I mean, we were able to be in court yesterday, all the COVID regulations. But I guess the bigger issue is how important it'll be to hear all the evidence. It looks like the government lawyers for elections and they'll want to cross-examine the witnesses that the NDP have, you know, the ones that scrutineer who says that, you know, they were unable to properly monitor the vote and casting at the elections polls. As well as, you know, people who said they just didn't get a ballot first nor last. And they would all like to have some sort of detailed hashing out of all the irregularities and all the problems that went on in the elections process this time around. And I think that's what the judge wants, too. He wants to hear all the arguments for and against, and then he'll make his determination.
Right. And speaking of complainants, Von Hammond was the PC candidate in that district, in that race. Obviously wasn't so close in the votes, but is he still contesting this?
No, interestingly enough, when the judge called for counsel on his behalf, there was no one there, and it was just mentioned that he won't be contesting it. So I guess where I think he had 856 votes or something like that, almost 1,600 votes behind the winner. So you know, it's probably not surprising that he's not contesting or not having a party to the recount, although it remains to be seen. He may, you know, on the principle of it, he may want to be involved in the larger application that the NDP has going to throw out all the election revolts, which is a separate application.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, because I wanted to ask you about that. Two issues before the courts. We have the recount, but also the full throwing out of the election. And as you just mentioned, these are separate.
You know, the recount one is before the court now, while the recount, you know, is specific to St. John's East Kitty Vitty. Regardless of that, the larger application, which was filed, money expands on that. And same issues, only, you know, more varied variations on a theme, I guess, of irregularities. Such a myriad, like almost 30, 35 different examples of why they believe the election should be void and a new one called. And, you know, just saying that any one of the issues they identified would be enough to stand on its own to cause a new election. But they have like almost three dozen different issues, different individual occurrences that they say would automatically, almost a no-brainer, they say, to void the election.
And Brian, we've seen recounts in the past. I mean, most recently, Graham Leto, Jordan Brown, but very small margins. Is it just different this time due to all the issues with the election?
Yeah, I think everyone would agree, Ben. I mean, we all know that if we hear the word unprecedented one more time, we're all probably going to just roll over. But there's no question that, you know, the issues that came up in this election, given COVID-19, were unprecedented. Maybe there's other words for that in the thesaurus. But for now, that's the most familiar one. And there doesn't seem to be anybody out there who would deny that. Whether or not it's egregious enough to, you know, cause a new election or even get the recount going will be up to the courts. Judge Burrage for the recount, we know that. But, you know, there are examples. 2011, The judge dismissed a similar request. There were 40 votes in the difference in Buren plus Central West then. Julie Mitchell had launched that one for the NDP. She lost by 40 votes, but the judge dismissed it. So they didn't deem, and again, this sort of the similar type of allegations, irregularities, people being added to the voters list at the last minute, not being sworn properly, and all these sorts of things. The judge in that case decided no, the recount wasn't warranted. Remains to be seen on May 10th if what Judge Justice Burrage decides to do in this case.
The OCM's Brian Callahan, thanks for this.
Thank you, Ben.
And there you have it. A hearing will be held in early May to determine if a recount will be held in the district of St. John's East, Kitty-Vitty, where Liberal John Abbott defeated NDP leader Alison Coffin by 53 votes.